Wakey, wakey, up and Adam. It's Snow FM breakfast for your Tuesday. Morning, Jordan.
Yeah, morning, Simo. It's Tuesday, the start of another brand new day. And a bit of cloud around this morning, so fingers crossed it brings a bit of rain.
Oh, yeah? You're going to get out there and sing amongst the puddles?
Yeah, well, look, I was going to do a bit of a rain dance.
Yeah?
Would you care to join?
Brain stick. I don't know if we've got one of those in the building.
Oh, we can make one.
This morning we are going to have the Work Experience Kid is back. Sienna, looking forward to that after 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some of my old teachers involved as well.
Yeah, Simo, I don't know, maybe this is me, but I found it a bit weird that you have your old teachers' phone numbers.
What's weird about it?
Well, who wants to hang out socially with their old teachers?
It's not so much socially, it's just, you know, having access whenever I need it.
I see. And when do you need it? As someone in their late 20s? Just, do you often need to call up your old Year 11 music teacher?
I tell you what was bizarre. His name is Mr. Andrew Day. He'll be doing a bit of work with us and the Work Experience Kids, Sienna, after 8. Feeling good as hell, Ariana Grande and Lizzo as well. Lizzo due to come down under relatively soon as well. Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan, just gone 21 minutes past.
Now, Simo, when you live in Australia, you sometimes have to deal with certain animals, uninvited guests coming into your house.
Absolutely.
I'm talking sort of spiders and that sort of stuff that kind of creep in, and bugs and flies and all this sort of stuff.
It's an eclectic place. There's a little echidna right at the front of our drive through. Absolutely every day. Give it a wave as I go past.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, you don't want to step on it.
Nope.
Or drive on it now I think about it.
Definitely not.
Stay away from the echidna, Simo. But the reason we're bringing up animals is because this story in India caught my attention this morning.
Yeah.
About, I mean, I'm not sure whether I'm not an expert on Indian animals. They probably do have spiders. I reckon they're pretty much everywhere.
Right.
And all this sort of stuff.
Hmm.
But what they also have, Simo, is leopards.
Okay, yeah.
And that's not something that we necessarily have to worry about here in the land down under.
No, I haven't seen a wild leopard recently.
So now everyone was fine. No one was injured from the story, which is fantastic.
Well, that's good.
But there's some amazing footage, which shows the family dog just going out and then coming back but chasing a leopard. And the leopard kind of looks a bit scared and panicked and sees nowhere else to run but inside the house.
Oh, man.
From where it just runs around losing its marbles.
Yeah.
For a couple of minutes. Fortunately, the family get outside and get safety and call, I don't know, whoever you'd call, the vet maybe or some. They call an animal expert who came and tranquilized it and took it away.
Hmm.
But it's just a crazy story.
Yeah, so what would you do? I mean, I guess you'd probably do the same thing. You just bail out.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there was a leopard in this room that we're in, for example,
yeah, I'm out of here.
Would, look for the nearest exit.
Yeah.
And wouldn't necessarily go slowly, shall we say.
Do you, you'd offer some distractions as well, like open up the fridge door just on your way out?
What do you mean for the leopard?
Yeah, just so that you could keep it occupied.
Well, I mean, if you're on the way out, you probably don't need to. I mean, if it was just you trapped in a room with the leopard,
yeah,
you're like, here's the fridge, come and eat some sausages.
I think more like,
if you're on the way out, though, you're kind of like, eh, I'm going to keep my food in there that I don't have to go shopping.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I was thinking maybe, you know, it's just polite to offer your guests beverages or maybe a snack.
But what do you reckon, I mean, are leopards fussy eaters, though? Like, if you have some yogurt in the fridge, would the leopard eat that, or would it maybe not go for that?
Yeah, they're probably vegan these days.
Yeah, probably.
Benny this morning, super lonely. Gus Dapper involved as well. And if you want to hear Snow FM at breakfast's chat with Benny, you can find that online at snowfm.com.au. But from one A-lister to the next, Kim and Kanye. Is Kim, she's still a Kardashian, isn't she?
I think so. She's Kardashian West.
And he's still a West.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I mean, my Kim Kardashian knowledge is next to zero.
Yeah, both of ours, like neither of us are necessarily experts in the Kardashian field.
What you're listening to is two people who know nothing about the topic talk about this topic.
Dear. But it is enjoyable in that it's a problem that I think, I'm not sure if many of us have this particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it involves looking too sexy.
Oh, that is an issue I do have, actually.
Really? It is the middle of November, mate.
I mean, what can I say?
Kim Kardashian, she's down in Australia at the moment promoting a bit of an Uber Eats thingamabob,
mm-hmm.
as well as a bunch of other businesses. Which,
and just her Instagram while we're at it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Do you follow it?
No, but I assume she would be.
Have you?
Just like giving out pamphlets. This is my Instagram. Follow me. Here we go. I can imagine her just down on the side of the road.
You haven't followed it, but have you checked it out upon occasion?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I've got no interest.
Surprises me.
Why, do you follow Kim Kardashian?
No, but I definitely...
Should I do it now?
Yeah, go give us a quick look.
All right, let me grab my phone. This is live checking of Kim Kardashian's Instagram.
Here's the issue that cropped up in an interview the other week with the Australian media, her being asked about an argument she had with the husband, Kanye West, about looking too sexy, of all things, at Met Gala.
Sized your Met Gala
outfit.
He thought it was too sexy.
Yeah.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
And you built me up to be this, like, sexy person and confidence and all this stuff.
Yes.
And just because you're on a journey and you're on your transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the same spot with you.
No. Okay, all right, cool.
That's my favourite part at the end, when it's like, all right, cool.
Fair enough.
All right.
I've lost
the argument.
Two things are very different in the Kim Kardashian world to the world of everyone else.
Average Joe blogs.
The fact that, A, we don't have a camera crew following us around.
What a time.
And B, didn't get an invite to the Met Gala Ball.
It's interesting in that even she knows, I guess, that Kanye is a little bit odd / out there / crazy, because she goes and says, just because you're on a transformation, like, what is he? He's a caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly? What?
I think he's already a beautiful butterfly, is he not?
Like, what evolution of Kanye are we on? Is this like...
Oh, is he like a Pokemon or something, yeah, constantly evolving?
Yeah. And even the wife's like, mate, you need to calm down.
Just, like, let me know what you are at the start of the day and then we'll work through that. Hey, Simo, do you want to... Kim Kardashian Instagram?
Yeah.
She posted a picture 3 hours ago. Do you want to have a guess what it's of?
There'd be a physique involved.
There's not, actually.
Really?
It's shamelessly plugging one of her products.
Ah, classic.
The White Walls, Macklemore this morning. Snow FM at breakfast, 22 minutes past 7. It's Simo and Jordan exploring how you can structure your Christmas to get the most bang for buck with your leave.
Very important issues being discussed on the show today.
So Wednesday is Christmas, is that right?
Not like as in tomorrow.
No, as in December.
That snuck up on me quickly.
I didn't see that coming.
No, but Christmas does fall on a Wednesday this year.
Boxing Day.
It's traditional, the 25th of December.
Boxing Day on the Thursday?
Yes, I believe that's how weeks work.
Right, so that means you take your Friday off. Bit of sick leave. That's how many days off in a row? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Right. Then your New Year's on the Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
A couple more days off there.
So you take the Monday, Tuesday off.
Yep.
And then the Wednesday, everyone's off anyway.
Boom.
Is New Year's Day a public holiday too?
That's the one, yeah.
I'm thinking New Year's Eve. Okay, yeah, no, New Year's Day, yeah.
So, and then you take off the...
And then there's only two more days to go in the week, so you might as well take them off as well.
So there is, like, quite an option there for you if you want. You've written up a leave form, but it's not sick leave, right?
No, just annual leave, and not for that long, it should be said.
There is... this has blown up yesterday because there's a TV reporter who decided he needed to take sick leave, feeling a bit under the weather, like a bit of a, you know, maybe pollen count was up and the day wasn't looking good for him.
I can understand that.
So he, instead of kind of going and doing the handwritten document or going and seeing someone face-to-face, he thought he'd just, you know, send out an email. That'll be easy.
Okay.
Tap away at that. Off it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he works in a huge TV network and he accidentally used the email list, of which was a breaking news email list. So it's hence then gone... absolutely everywhere, to every contact in the entire network.
Yeah.
Now it's a Murdoch network, so it's gone everywhere through like Fox News in America, anything that kind of Murdoch.
So it's gone like to multiple countries as well.
Yeah. So like the works.
Yeah, that's... Imagine his face when he's realised he's accidentally sent it to that. But also, who put the breaking news email list right next to the boss? Actually, now I think about it, they both start with B.
B, yeah.
And I can see how this is done.
So everyone knows his name now. His name is Nick. And what's ended up happening...
No, it's not a very mysterious name, is it?
No.
Everyone knows the mysterious man's name. It's Nick.
Nick. So what do you reckon's happened to Nick since he's sent out his sick leave form to the entire network?
I mean, I would imagine there would be a fair few replies from people all around the world being essentially smartasses.
Yeah, so all of the contacts, the news contacts, etc., sent kind of get well kind of emails, wishing you well, prayers. I think there's that.
Actually, that would be lovely just to get, you know, if you're having a bit of a sick day, to have people all around the world... telling you to get well, that would be lovely, yeah, wouldn't it?
The pollen count was up, and the next minute he's trending on Twitter with hashtag prayers for Nick. And it's even gone another step further, which is that his location, so he's based out of a particular news desk, now has an entire get well shrine designed in his image. So there's photos of him from birth through to current day and age.
So you've got a picture of the shrine there. There's lots of flowers and candles and a wreath and all that sort of stuff. If there was one person that didn't get this email and you just happened to be walking past the office, perhaps they may be the cleaner of the office.
Yeah.
And they'd be walking around and they'd see this. And I mean, it does look like the kind of thing that someone would put on someone's desk if they had died, very sadly.
It was...
because there's flowers and all that sort of stuff. So just imagine the cleaner sees that, oh, it's very sad news. He must have passed away. And then 2 days later, just sees him at work again.
It'd be better if he left something at work that night. The cleaner's like...
sorry, pop back to get my pen.
The cleaner's there, like, scrubbing up, sees the shrine. It's like, oh, that's sad. Sees him walk down the hallway. What? New Chainsmokers on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you, 4 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock.
And Simo, popular Aussie duo, the Veronicas, they've got a bit of a fly on a wall style documentary, I think you'd call it.
Yeah, I think they're kind of they've ripped a page or even a whole chapter out of the Kim Kardashian playbook.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. So there's like a camera crew follows them around as they live their life, catching all the drama that unfolds, including this argument which they had.
What does that even mean? You're a dumbass. You're literally saying you had too much responsibility remember to bring certain costuming that's important.
Average Tuesday afternoon in the Jordan household in your youth.
Yeah, so insults flying between the two sisters. This was just before they performed at World Pride Festival in New York, and one of them... don't know which one, realised that the other had forgotten to bring a specific costume.
I mean, take responsibility.
I didn't even realise she wanted to wear the black latex. We'd sort of decided we're going to do the pink and the blue latex outfits. That's trans ally colours. That's what we wanted to wear.
There's a bit of a plan going on there. I mean, I hate it when I have a sibling that takes my latex, my blue latex, wears it.
Well, you had two brothers, so I assume they'd always be... wandering around in your latex costume.
Look, the only latex I owned... actually, no, I lie. I was going to say, no, I have owned other latex other than a swimsuit.
Of course you have. Do you care to elaborate? Or
I got a full Spider-Man suit.
So if you don't know what latex is, it's like skin tight. Is it like skins that athletes wear and this sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty close to the compression side of things.
Yeah, so it's like a really compression, very skin tight garment that a lot of pop singers have, wear these days. So that was kind of just the beginning of the argument. It was just bubbling. And then after that... kind of all hell broke loose.
They just go at it.
Truly, you are a nightmare. Obviously, you don't know what a healthy apology looks like, so let me show you one.
Obviously, you don't know healthy communication.
I've overcommitted, and I need a little bit more help next time.
Poor Jordan.
Like Jesse, I really need a lot more of your help next time. Great. You're going to have to pick up your slack a little bit.
Don't know what's going on.
And start learning how to communicate in a healthy way.
The higher your hair gets, the more bitchy you're becoming.
Same as you, actually.
People are allowed to make mistakes and be accountable for it. That meaning you.
Oh, you're only allowed to be accountable for it if it's worded in the exact way you want to hear it, though, Jess.
So, a couple of good burns there. I'm going to make a note of them if ever I'm in an argument. One of my favourite things about this, though, is there's a video, because obviously it's a TV show, and you heard her there in reference to how high her hair gets.
Yeah.
One of the Veronicas just sitting there, just getting her hair done by a hairdresser, I assume, and just full-on having this argument, and you can just see the hairdresser's face going, oh, I'm keeping out of this, just brushing the hair, this is just me, brushing the hair, la 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 la, while the two siblings are going at each other. We should say they've managed to make up and perform the concert as prepared.
Yeah, well...
and I assume the Veronicas are still going strong.
Putting costumes on is a high-pressure, high-tense environment.
Especially latex costumes.
Okay, yeah, especially latex. Now, do you know, right, bands like the Veronicas and any of those kind of very heavily costumed kind of groups, so people like your Kiss as well, that are doing either like your leather, your latex, etc., and it's super, super tight. Right, so there's already more pressure building up, so of course you're going to be at your wit's end.
You're going to be on edge.
Yeah. Do you know how they get those costumes on?
I don't think I want to know.
Okay, it's brilliant.
Because some of them are very tight.
Yeah. So they have to use copious amounts of lube in order to...
I was worried you were going to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So early days of, say, like, your kiss or when they're first starting out...
I don't want to know where this is going.
What they have to do is...
I don't want to think of what Gene Simmons does to... He wears makeup on his face.
Exactly, yeah.
That?
So what they had to do was... They take the shopping cart through the supermarket,
oh, no.
and they'd have copious amounts of just lube that, just weird, sitting in the shopping cart.
Imagine if you're just in Woolies and you just see Gene Simmons with a shopping trolley full of that stuff.
Oh man, could you imagine? You're just like, oh, I'm not even going to ask what that's for.
Neon Trees, used to like on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up 17 minutes on the way to 9.
And Simo, I've very much been looking forward to this. It's time to find out a bit of gossip of what Simo was like back in his school days.
I cannot tell you, right, how nervous I am about this. I've got butterflies. I am, like, wanting to back out of this before it's even started.
You're nervous. I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce who we have on the line?
Definitely. Good morning, Mr. Andrew Day, music teacher, how are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm very well, thanks. Yeah.
And I gave you a buzz yesterday. Were you expecting an old scholar call?
No, not at all. It was a bolt out of the blue.
So thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Day. We do really appreciate your time. But you were Simo. You were one of Simo's old school teachers. This is genuine. It's not like just a friend pretending to be Mr. Day.
I don't know about the word old, but yes, I suppose I'm a bit old. But I did teach. Young Simon when he was at school.
That's right.
Up until year 11, I think.
Oh, he's experienced. He's not old, Jordan. Come on, mate.
Yeah, yeah, no, experience.
You're not helping me with the brownie points, mate. I've chased him up to complete some old homework and you're digging bigger holes for me.
You just said the O word as well. That dreaded O word. Mr. Day, can we get any, before we get into what we're doing, do you have any gossip, any stories that you're willing to share about young Simo back in the day?
Oh, look, I just remember Simon as being a really good boy, actually. I don't think he got into any trouble. He was like a really polite young man, always said the right thing. He was a very good singer, actually, in the day.
There you go.
The boy soprano, I think, and did a lot of theatrical work around Adelaide.
How times have changed.
That's it. Those high A's have long since left me.
And not just that, the fact that he said he's a nice boy, how times have changed. If you could see him now, Mr. Day, that's all I'll say.
Okay.
And now I am now influencing the next generation, a teacher myself. We've got a work experience kid in the building, student Sienna. Say good morning to my old music teacher.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sienna.
Hello.
Now, Sienna's a bit nervous. She's got a recorder with her this morning, Mr. Day. Have you had any of those in solo performance recently?
I'm not a huge fan of the recorder, I must admit. I prefer the wooden ones. They catch a light quicker.
Okay.
Mr. Day, we've got Sienna and her recorder in here. She's ready to play. She's nervous. Let's just do this again. And can you just say that you love the recorder? No, apparently we can't. Okay, fine.
Are you asking me to say that?
Yeah. just to calm your
Look, in certain circumstances, the recorder is a lovely instrument.
Wonderful.
Played well. I've just heard too many played too poorly by students who blow too hard.
Well,
make a horrible squeaking noise.
We'll see how we go, Mr. Day. Now, Sienna, she is actually quite a prestigious recorder player. Now, where was it? What happened? Where did you take your recorder playing skills?
Well, back in Year 4, my whole grade went to the Sydney Opera House to play the recorder.
Wow.
And I've never heard so many recorders in my life, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Is that building your confidence, Mr. Day? Is that building some confidence up for you?
You can never have too many recorders, I guess, in the Opera House.
All right.
I tell you what it's not doing is the marketing for recorders. I can imagine old mate who's trying to sell recorders is probably not enjoying this segment.
Alrighty.
Just had a music teacher and someone who's played the instrument at the Sydney Opera House say that they're rubbish.
Here we go. It's retrospective homework in front of my Year 11 music teacher, Sienna. She's going to get the grades for me. I can feel it.
Once and for all, who is the smartest around here?
Study hard and you will be rewarded. Fail to do so and the consequences may be severe.
Severe.
Congratulations.
Sienna nailed it.
That was epic.
Oh, dear. Mr. Day, where does she stand? Is that a win?
Well, that's the best version of old MacDonald had a farm I've heard all day today.
I mean, she was trying to do happy birthday, so it didn't really work out well. But, hey, we'll take old MacDonald anyway.
What is the grade? What's the grade that she's going to get? Is that an A+?
Well, I would hesitate to give her an A+. We mark it against three main criteria: accuracy, technique, and musicianship.
Yeah.
Or musicality. And... I mean, you know, the accuracy was there. Was it accurate? Was it supposed to be happy birthday, was it?
No, I'm joking. No, it wasn't.
Well, in that case, I'd mark it down. But if it was old MacDonald, I'd give it 100% for accuracy. That was pretty good.
Well, it should have been a happy birthday as well, Jordan, because it is Mr. Day's birthday
today. Oh, is it?
Today,
it so. Is. It is. That's right.
Happy birthday, Mr. Day. Can we have full marks?
Look, I think the musicianship is what lets it down. Just the musicality. There could have been a bit
Get
more expression in there.
Day.
Maybe some bit of light and shade, soft and loud, and that sort of thing. Maybe a little bit of expressiveness. So I'd give it probably a solid B.
Mr. Day, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm giving it an A. Congratulations, Sienna.
Oh, dear. Well, that's a pass grade. He's a man who sticks by his principles. Mr. Day, thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.